Good morning, fair skies. 30 degrees now at 5:05. I'm Steve Simpson, WCCO News. This hour's top local story, a couple of high-profile bills passing out of the Minnesota House last night. First, by a vote of 94 to 34, a bill that would hold drug manufacturers responsible for the state's growing costs for dealing with the opioid crisis.
January of this year was the most deadliest month we've had so far.
DFL Representative Liz Olson represents Duluth. She says they are seeing an increase in the number of people dying of opioid overdose.
So even though this crisis was started a while ago, once you prescribe these pills, the effect will last for years and years and years, and that's what we're talking about here. So unfortunately, we have a ways to go before we really turn the tide on this issue.
And she says they are fighting an uphill battle with an onslaught of lobbyists from the pharmaceutical companies trying to keep it from passing.
It's overwhelming to see what's happening in the Capitol to work to defeat a piece of legislation when the only interest group that's really working to push this through is people who have lost loved ones.
Susie Jones, WCCO.
Also last night, a bill to make driving while holding a cell phone illegal passed overwhelmingly. The vote 106 to 21. Before that vote, families of victims killed by distracted drivers spoke out, saying now is the time to act. Among the earliest supporters of the hands-free bill was V.J. Dixit.
My daughter was killed in 2007. Since that time, more than 4,000, close to 5,000 more have died on the roads.
He and other families were in the gallery in the House chamber watching the vote take place. A similar bill is being debated in the Senate. The Inspector General of the Department of Human Services is on leave after a legislative auditor's report on fraud within the state's child care assistance program. The department says Carolyn Hamm is on leave, but the reasons are not public. Under the Data Practices Act, the report last week finding a serious rift between Hamm and the department's child care fraud investigators. Hamm had said she's being treated as a scapegoat for possible problems in the department. A St. Paul woman who was severely injured in a hit-and-run crash over the weekend has died.
22-year-old Teresa Wilson Snyder was hit by a vehicle near the intersection of Maryland Avenue East and DeSoto Street around 2:30 Saturday morning. Police found her with severe injuries at that location, and so far there are no arrests. Police believe the suspect vehicle could be a 1996 to 1998 red Honda Civic. Investigators are continuing to look for the driver. Anybody with information is asked to call police. The woman's mother posted on Facebook that there are people in that neighborhood who saw something or knows about the collision, adding that she's begging the public to help bring justice for her daughter. Al Schock, WCCO.
The BCA investigating after three people were found dead in a home in rural Becker County yesterday. Law enforcement responding to a home near Ogama following a call reporting a possible incident in that home. The bodies have been taken to the Ramsey County Medical Examiner's Office for official identification and autopsies. Well, it's pitch perfect in St. Paul, Minnesota's newest sports venue, now open.
Thank you so much.
Minnesota
again.
Officially has a Major League Soccer stadium. We are getting our first look at Allianz Field, the home of Minnesota United FC. Recently completed, officially opened, MLS Commissioner Don Garber says this stadium is one of the best in the world.
This is going to be one of the great soccer stadiums, not just here in the U.S. and Canada, but in the world. And you guys have over-delivered on that.
The $200 million stadium will host its first game action next month. That's when the Loons have their home opener. In St. Paul, Adam Carter, WCCO.
WCCO News Time is 5:08.